Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about relationships, addictions, hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff. Also on SoundCloud, ready to rock and roll, guys. Be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is how I got my brain running like a race car. Yes, like a race car. Now, you know, we're born. We're born with this intuitive, open mind, always wanting to learn. And what happens when we start to grow up? We start listening to our parents and teachers, and we start that learning process. Yes, it may be, some may be good, some may not be so good. Some people you do not like, some people you'll like. But this is the start of that creating and building of that, I call that mind and that brain like a race car. Because you really, truly have this ability to run smoothly in life. And why does it happen to some people that they become, like myself, very addicted to drugs and alcohol and tobacco, and other people, they do not? So it all comes from that core of how we're brought up. And not to blame my parents, but my parents were very toxic. But yes, it's kind of blaming, but the point is in that environment, I was allowed to grow into the person that I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But when I started to face, and I started to clear out some of those anxieties, some of those addictive personality traits or addictive thoughts, and I started to shift my mindset. And this is the truth. I started to see light much differently. I mean, see people much differently. But they also saw me much differently. And they were wondering what happened to that person from 20 years ago that smoked cigarettes, drank alcohol, and marijuana. It had disappeared. My attitude towards life changed. I was asking much more questions. I was asking the why, when, where, and who. So these questions I was always asking made people uncomfortable. It didn't make me feel uncomfortable because I wanted, very intuitive mind, I wanted to know why and when. So when I started that path, that journey towards my race car of a mind, and it's not there yet because I'm on that path too. And so you want to put that fantastic fuel into yourself, means positive energy, and there is negative energy included with that, and interpret what the truth is. And the truth for me was, what I was doing wasn't serving me in the past. So when I put this amazing fuel into my system, means thoughts and feelings of gratitude and love and care towards myself, my engine, my body, my mind started to grow. And the people that were in that negative mindset or poor me or blaming, they started to fall behind. And I'm going to tell you, I tried to teach them. I was in the process of teaching them, but that did not work because that's not their path yet. It may be in the future or the next life. And they were rejecting that. And I learned that, but not to teach when people are not ready. When they're open for teaching, then that's a different story. Because the mind is open and expanding. So when I was talking to my mother and I was asking her, so why are you working 18 hours a day and wasting your life on making other people happy? Oh no, you started to get her ruffles all feathered and I'm not doing that. Oh yes, you are. Why? And she got defensive and said, you don't understand. You don't get it. Oh, I get it. You just want to waste your life. And this is what that process of that what not to do, because it wasn't my place to tell her what she had to do. Yeah, that was a learning process for me. When she was ready, she would open up to do her own path. And when people are ready, they start to race down that racetrack because they know when it's time for them. Now the question is, when is it time for you to live that life that you've always wanted? Because one of those things is when you're ready. But when is the time, and you'll feel it when it's time for you, because all your non-supportive stories or your procrastination or your limiting beliefs or your irrational beliefs are questioned, and there's no escape but the truth. This is where you ask yourself these questions. And there's self-training processes you can learn, the ABCs, the activating belief and consequences, right? So what are the consequences of your actions when you go drink and you're smoking alcohol or you're arguing with your spouse? So there's so many tools you can use. You know, there's core values, or we call them the hierarchy of values. So what is your values in life? There's so many tools that we have in our tool belt, and that when I coach people, I ask them these questions. What is your value towards your life and your fellow man? So ask yourself these questions. So I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, how to create clear clarity within your life. One step forward, never one step backwards. Be right back with a recap right after this. Hello and welcome back, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful that you're back for the recap. So today's topic was how I got my brain running like a race car. And like I mentioned, and when you actually have the fuel, so number one is having that fuel that clears out your engine of your mind. It means your mind is your engine. So running smoothly, it means your feelings, the good vibrational energy that goes through your meditation energy that you use. And it's the people that surround you, means your core value friends and family. Are they serving you on your path to greatness? To allow your engine to run so smoothly. Asking yourself these questions. Why am I here? What is my purpose? Who am I? And how do I get to that next level of clear clarity? So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. Remember, always create the life that you've always wanted, desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. and we're out.